Jane, 23. Age 10. At the end of the day, the Janes went on their exercise break, as they always did. Jane, 23, liked exercising. After sitting at a bench all morning, running felt real good. She followed the other girls into the exercise room and got on the same treadmill she always did. The handles were sweaty from whatever girl had been there before, one of the Marys. She'd seen them leaving. "Get ready," the mother said. All the Janes were ready. "Go." The treadmill switched on. Jane, 23, ran and ran and ran. Her heart beat fast, and her scalp felt kind of buzzy, and she liked how she breathed harder as she went along. She closed her eyes. She wanted to go faster. She wanted to go faster so much. And she could, too. She felt something deep in her legs, something all packed in and itchy, something that wanted to be let out. She leaned her head back and let her feet go just a little. Somebody in the room coughed. Jane, 23, opened her eyes and saw Jane, 64, looking at her hard. Jane, 23, looked toward the mother watching over them. She was looking somewhere else, not at Jane, 23, but that could change real fast. Jane, 23, slowed back down. She hadn't meant to go fast. Not really. It had just happened. Jane, 64, was real helpful for noticing. Jane, 23, nodded at 64, knowing they both felt good. She looked toward the mother again, hoping she hadn't noticed. Last time Jane, 23, had gone faster than the other girls, she'd been punished. Going fast had felt so good before that. For a second, she'd been somewhere else, somewhere where all she could feel was heart and breath and buzzy head. Her body was doing exactly what it wanted. Everything was bright and clean, and she had smiled. But then her treadmill had turned off without slowing down first, and she'd smashed her face into the monitor as she fell. Her nose gushed hot and red. A mother had pulled her up, metal hand around the back of her neck. Jane, 23, hadn't heard her coming, didn't see her walk over. Mothers were like that. They were real, real fast, and quiet, too. "This is not good behavior," the mother had said. "Do not do this again." Jane, 23, was so scared. But the mother had put her back down. After, when they went to get meal cups, there hadn't been one marked 23. She didn't go fast anymore. It was good that Jane, 64, was helping her do good behavior. She didn't want to get in trouble again. She didn't want Jane, 64, to have to sleep with other bunkmates. After exercise, they went to the showers. 5 minutes, like always. Then got meal cups in the learning room. They sat on the soft floor with their legs crossed as the vid screen came on. "Today we're going to learn about antigrav nets," the voice from the vid said. "You will begin to see these in your scrap allotment after the new work schedule is posted." A picture appeared. A very complicated thing with all kinds of rods and wires and little bits. Jane, 23, leaned forward, drinking her meal. This looked like a real good piece of scrap. Real interesting. Jane, 64, leaned against Jane, 23's shoulder, which was allowed after work time. All the girls were starting to move closer together. It was nice being close. Jane, 8, laid her head on 64's knee, and 12 sprawled out on her stomach, swinging her feet in the air. Jane, 64, looked real sleepy. Her task that day had been a very big piece of scrap that had needed 5 girls working on it. All those girls had gotten a little extra in their meal cups. That was what happened when you had to work with heavy stuff. Heavy stuff made you hungry. "Anti-grav nets look good," Jane, 23, said. Talking was allowed, too, as long as it was about the vid. "It looks hard," Jane, 64, said. "Look at the interlacing conduits." "Yes, but it's got lots of little bits," said Jane 23. She felt Jane 64 smile against her shoulder. You like little bits, Jane 64 said. You're real good at them. I think you're the most good at little bits. Jane 23 drank her meal and watched the vid. She was starting to feel sleepy, too. It had been a real good day, though. She had been on task and hadn't gotten punished, and Jane 64 said she was the most good at.